A get-out-of-jail-free card used to only be a fictional concept, but L.A. District Attorney Stephen Cooley says that's exactly what thousands of California's drug-addicted inmates and parolees stand to gain from Proposition 5. It has him on edge.
I am scared of Yes on 5. I'm very scared of criminals not being punished appropriately through incarceration, and I think the public should be scared.
But Margaret Dooley Samuelly of the Drug Policy Alliance Network and Yes on 5 campaign isn't worried. She hopes you won't be either.
It's inflammatory rhetoric designed to scare voters out of voting for reform.
Dooley Samuelly says Proposition 5 is necessary to help nonviolent criminals turn their lives around. It calls for an expansion of drug rehab programs that would replace time spent in jail or on parole.
And it will change the way the state intervenes in the lives of people with drug problems. Right now, our policies are all over the map. We miss opportunities. We duplicate efforts. It's really not strategic.
Prop 5 will reduce parole terms from 3 years to 6 months for those convicted of dealing methamphetamine and other similar drugs. It will also lower the penalty for possessing a small amount of marijuana. Cooley says this easing up is part of a larger agenda.
This is just another step behind those people who are absolutely committed to legalizing drugs. Heroin, PCP, methamphetamine, and on and on and on.
Why would anyone want to do that?
Well, I think they believe as a matter of philosophy it should not be subject to the criminal justice system in any way whatsoever.
But perhaps the philosophy is just changing from punishment to education.
They need vocational training, they need therapy, they need mental health services often. And so Prop 5 allows for a range of services to be funded. It's a public health approach to our addiction problems.
District Attorney Cooley says these services should not be extended to convicts. Instead, he says they should face the necessary jail time for their wrongdoings.
Their problem is they commit crimes. They hurt other people. They do all kinds of things that society says hurt society. These are not just drug users. These are people that are claiming that they have a drug problem.
He also reminds voters that there are already public programs to help the drug addicts who have not wronged others.
I think the system is pretty much okay. It's been built up over the years very thoughtfully by the state legislature. Prop 5 is certainly no answer.
But California has the highest recidivism rate in the entire United States. Dooley Samuelly says prison time for nonviolent drug offenders is merely sustaining a vicious cycle.
It's a place we send people because we're scared of them or we're mad at them, but we're not doing anything to make them better.
The California Election Guide predicts the state would spend about $1 billion per year on drug treatment programs if the proposition passes. But it would also mean $1 billion savings annually in reduced prison costs. Jonathan Horn, Annenberg Radio News.